An emotional funeral service was held last night in Fruitport, Michigan, for a young missionary woman and her infant daughter. 35-year-old Veronica Bowers and her 7th-month-old daughter Charity were killed over the skies of Peru last week. The Peruvian Air Force mistook the missionaries for drug runners and opened fire on their small plane. Mrs. Bowers' husband and young son were also on the aircraft, but they survived. The Peruvian government sent a representative who expressed his government's condolences. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Fruitport, Michigan.
From the time she was 13 years old, Veronica Bowers knew her calling in life was to be a missionary. She studied for it. She married a man who shared her ideals, Jim Bowers. And for 6 years, she taught the Bible and literacy to the indigent of Peru. And it was there where her life ended last week, when a single bullet pierced her back, instantly killing her and her daughter, Charity, who was sitting in her lap.
And redeemed by his side I shall stand.
Last night, Veronica and Charity lay in a single white coffin at the front of a gymnasium at the Calvary Church in Fruitport, Michigan, the church Bowers attended before leaving for Peru. A photograph of mother and daughter lay next to a spray of flowers on top of the casket. Her missionary husband, Jim, his voice often catching, spoke of her life and work along the Amazon River.
She was a very effective teacher of the Peruvian children, helping the Peruvian women understand biblical truth better. They absolutely loved her. It's very hard for them tonight. We heard that many of them are making the long trip from their villages to be there tonight at the memorial that's going on right now.
Bowers thanked his friends, Peruvian officials and villagers, and American drug enforcement agents who helped after his plane was shot down. Bowers said the shooting deaths of his wife and daughter were absolutely senseless, but he relies heavily on his faith to find meaning. It's still not certain what happened. Reports have surfaced that the CIA aboard a surveillance plane warned Peru not to attack the Bowers plane because they had doubts that it really was involved in drug trafficking. Bowers' pastor at Calvary Church, Dr. Bill Rudd, calls the shooting a tragic mistake, but says Bowers wants to be careful about saying anything until more is known about the attack.
I think he and the mission are trying to really stay out of that because they're not in the country for a political purpose, and they want to have a very positive relationship with the Peruvian government. They love the Peruvian people, and that's very important to them.
Rudd says Veronica Bowers' love of missionary work didn't erase the inherent risks of living in an area of Peru that's riddled with drug activity. Rudd says Veronica knew the dangers of being in remote areas and sent prayer requests back to the Fruitport Church asking for safety.
Ronnie expressed to us before that probably the fears that they did have to deal with was certainly not that they'd be shot down, mistaken as drug runners. Their fear would be much more after they had children, that they would be 15 hours up the Amazon River and one of their children would be deathly ill.
Rudd says many of his congregation are trying to find some good that's come out of Bowers' death. Her friend Barb Yates says one of the things could be a recent surge of interest in mission work.
You can say Ronnie's life impacted more people because of her death. I mean, it hardly makes sense to us. But I'm sure you've seen through the media and so forth, more people know about Ronnie and the work that they're doing, the more work that the missionaries are doing across the world, really.
Jim Bowers says he wants to return to Peru to continue spreading the Baptist message. On Sunday, his wife and young daughter will be buried in Florida, where her parents live. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fruitport, Michigan.